unsure if Kenobi needed help, incapable of doing nothing, Bail sighted his blaster on the same vulnerable droid and let loose. The droid's shield flared scarlet, then collapsed in a dying screech of failed power. Half a heartbeat later, the droid blew apart in a white-hot flurry of metal fragments and flame. He saw Kenobi leap vertically, his lightsaber still whirling, escaping the explosion even as the other droid increased the ferocity of its attack against him, and two of the men joined it in a fresh assault.
Organa, behind you!
It was the blonde woman, his contact, who'd refused to tell him her name. Abandoning Kenobi to his amazing Jedi devices, Bail swung about to see one more droid and another two men blasting their way into the space station's control center from a door he hadn't noticed in the most distant, partly obscured wall. Fearfek! Whoever these attackers were, they'd come as a small army. Instinct and training and a desperate determination to survive swallowed him alive then. Scrambling for fresh cover, skin crawlingly aware that now he had armed enemies behind him and in front of him, and maybe even on both sides as well, he remembered something one of his military trainers had told him. "We can, and we do, make these scenarios authentic, Senator, but nothing can take the place of a real live firefight." Captain Varro had in no way been exaggerating. Panting, feeling battered and bruised and bizarrely disconnected as time sped up and slowed down, warping fantastically around him, Bail drained his blaster's power pack against the enemy, replaced it with a new one from his holster belt, his fingers shaking but sure, and continued to defend his own life and the life of his anonymous benefactor. He couldn't see anyone else fighting with her, which meant either she was alone on this station, or any colleagues she had were dead. The air was so thick with smoke now, it was hard to see, even harder to breathe. He could feel his lungs tightening, his stomach churning, taste something foul and bitter on his tongue, feel it coating the mucous membranes of his mouth. Probably it was toxic, probably every gasp of air, every swallow was poisoning him. But he didn't have time to worry about that. He couldn't worry about the stinging burns on his hands and face either, or the razor-thin cuts through his shirt and trousers and into his flesh from the metal slivers peeled off the space station's consoles and floor and walls by the endless barrage of blaster bolts. Couldn't think about the three men who'd fallen to his weapon, to his honed expertise. Senator Organa was a crack shot indeed. Through the wreathing smoke, he caught sight of Kenobi, a blur of motion and a dazzle of lightsaber, as he leapt and spun around the cramped, crowded command center. So many hazards in this place, so many chances to miscalculate and die. But the Jedi didn't put a foot wrong. If something was in his way, he force-pushed it clear or leapt it in a blur of motion, unnervingly aware of every potential obstacle. He'd taken out two more of the attack droids, at least one man. How many did that leave? He didn't know, couldn't count. He was punch drunk from adrenaline, numbed by all the noise. His head was ringing. How long had they been here? It felt like days, like moments, like all his life had been lived in war. He aimed his blaster at another of those vaping attack droids, pulled its trigger, and the weapon droned, its charge empty. Vape it. Vape it! The droid's shield was damaged, sputtering as it lurched toward him, toward the blonde woman, and he only had one power pack left. She was still firing. She still had a working weapon. Exhausted, half-blinded by sweat and by smoke, he fumbled out the dead power pack, struggled to shove the new one in. The vaping thing jammed. It jammed. This wasn't happening. No, 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 no! Come on, come on! He rammed the pack home, felt the charge run through his blaster, turned, and raised it to fire as one of the remaining attack droids unleashed a fresh volley of fury. He saw the edge of a console blow apart, heard a terrible scream, saw Kenobi flip up and over the right-handed console array, deflecting the droid's blaster bolts back on itself and toward an enemy human beside it, keeping the man pinned down and harmless. Smart move. And then came a high-pitched scream as the last deflected energy bolt found its target. Even better. Best news of all, the functioning attack droid stopped firing. At least one of the deflected blaster bolts had scored a hit. Landing lightly behind the droid with the weakened shield, Kenobi speared his lightsaber through its defenses, piercing its central control node, killing it, if a machine could be killed. An odd silence fell then, broken only by the sound of a woman in agony, made all the more terrible by her struggle to stay silent. Kenobi, looking tired now, and who would have thought that was possible, spun around again, his lightsaber raised. "It's over," he said, staring through the drifting smoke. "Whoever you are, you're the last man standing, and you can't defeat me. Nor can that attack droid beside you. We both know it's done for. Surrender your weapons, and I promise you won't be harmed. You don't have to die here. There's been enough death."